Jess, the last time we spoke was at Battle of the Box, and since then you've been building quite confidently, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're obviously very disappointed with where we found ourselves in the league 4 or 5 rounds ago, suffering a few too many losses, really, and all pretty narrow. But, yeah, we've managed to build some real momentum over the last 4 matches and kind of getting ourselves back in a place where we believe, you know, we should be, really, in terms of the standard that we play and train at. So, yeah, it's much more reflective of a unit that are really coming together on court. But we just, obviously, at the minute, as Anna's already said, very cliche, but we can only really focus 5 by 5 minutes at the minute. If we get too carried away, there's still a big job to be done if we're going to end up in that top 4.
And how important will that 56-49 win against Stormy in the next couple of weeks?
I think it was really pivotal. I think each win that we've managed to kind of get over the line in the last 4 rounds have just given the team more and more confidence and belief. I think that's always obviously shaken when you're not necessarily quite getting the result that you want. But amongst those losses, we had some fantastic periods of play and often for kind of 50, 55 minutes of the 60. So it wasn't all doom and gloom. It was just a frustrating period for the group to go through and for Anna and I to help them manage their confidence in that, because ultimately, you know, at the end of the day, we work really hard with the players to make sure that we're reinforcing all the positives. But sometimes it is getting that win that's important. And obviously that started with Celtic Dragons. But I think that was very much kind of, okay, job done, on to the next. I think the match against Surrey Storm was a real turning point in terms of, you know, hitting a team that had kind of topped the table for the early rounds. People were finding, you know, very difficult to beat. So I think what that did was give us a real credible performance, and the nature of it and the style with which we've managed to get these wins recently is the most pleasing point. None of them have been easy. You know, no game is going to be easy. But I think to come from 5 behind against a team with such a prolific shooter just showed a grit and determination, really. And every game for us is a cup final at the moment. You know, it's pretty taxing on the nerves, but it's proving that it's working well for us in terms of having to generate that amount of energy, commitment, desire, passion. You know, every training session, we can't let any minutes pass us by. And yeah, I mean, it makes us sound desperate, but I guess we are desperate to make sure that we live up to our own expectations, and we leave nothing out there, really, and what will be at the end of the league season campaign.
So, I mean, you're going into the games in a similar kind of mindset, or are you approaching them differently in any way?
No, if I'm honest, we're being really, really consistent with our approach to every game. And that's not changed, you know, from the games where unfortunately we lost. It's been the same process, really. But the thing that's changing is it's a funnel that's getting narrower and narrower. And the results, you know, there's no escaping it. They become more and more critical. Everyone's aware of that. But I think we've all made a really fantastic kind of commitment to making sure we stay in the moment. We're very process driven anyway. As a team, we can often win games and still not be satisfied, so we're very clear with what our KPIs are, how we're measuring our success game on game, and as I say, we're breaking that right down. And whilst we're paying a lot of attention to opposition, Anna and I do a lot of homework, as I'm sure all the coaches across the league are doing, but we do that on behalf of the squad in order that we know we've left no stone unturned. And it's working really well for us, and the players have bought into that massively and are doing a lot of homework away from the training field as well. And there is no inconsistency here. You can't take any team for granted, any opposition for granted. And we're a team that will never be satisfied, but having taken real confidence from the last few rounds, absolutely. And I think Monday night's game again was a real step forward in that sense.
The 2-goal win over Wasps, a netball treat for those who love it and also to those who've never seen the game before.
Yeah.
Did you expect that type of intensity?
Absolutely. From our team, we've seen that build in the last few games. Like I say, the Surrey Storm match was huge for us. That was, yeah, I mean, to be 5 down and for the girls to show that amount of resilience, they had no choice, really. That's kind of how I feel we've got to play. There is no other option. We have to find a way. And I think the intensity on Monday was such a fantastic spectacle for all those watching. I mean, for a neutral, it's fantastic. And obviously, depending on what side of the fence you were on, you were either bitterly disappointed or absolutely over the moon. And I think Ebony summed it up in her post-match report, really. You know, she was definitely going to make sure she enjoyed the moment, but only for that evening. And then it was back to the training ball because we just can't afford ourselves that luxury for too long at the moment. I think both Wasps and Team Bath made such a spectacle of that match. And I hope that people that have seen it who maybe haven't watched much netball are now kind of waiting for the next televised game. And we've done our bit, really, for the sport. It was fantastic on both teams' part.
Ebony and Nayla certainly gave you the edge. Half-time, what did you say to everybody at half-time? Just keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the goals come so quickly that I hadn't necessarily really picked up on the fact that we'd stretched to a 9-goal lead. It was obviously really pleasing to see that. I think we were able to kind of lead the whole game from going 2-3 down. There was never a point then when we surrendered the lead again. And that takes a huge effort against a classy side like Wasps. And I know a lot's been spoken about the way they obviously dug deep and came back at us. They were always going to do that. A team like Wasps are not going to be beaten that early in a game. But I think there's also real testament that we were able to take the lead on so early in the game and maintain it and even go in 50-2. I think for us to be the team that then responded is we've come such a long way under those pressure moments. And yeah, to go in 9-up at 3-quarter time was really important. We anticipated, obviously, Hamzin making changes at some point in the game. But we were just so proud that we were able to put that pressure on, extend the lead several times, absolutely expect them to come back. You have to weather that a little bit. There's always going to be kind of a tidal change against a team of that calibre. But it was brilliant to see our team respond at 50-2. It could have so easily gone the other way.
And it's fantastic to have people like Rachel as part of the squad this season, isn't it?
Oh, Rachel Shaw has been outstanding for us, in particular these last 3 or 4 rounds. She's really taken steps forward in trying to lead our attacking end. The personalities throughout our squad are very different, and we love that about the team. The attacking unit, again, has had quite a few changes this year, although we've maintained a real bulk from last year's squad. You know, we've got Jess Shaw, who's only really been available due to injury in the last kind of few rounds of games, but she's making a huge impact. We've got Chantelle Slater, who's kind of built and is coming off the bench incredibly to really turn games for us. So for Rachel to kind of step forward and be that person that's kind of the glue in the attack was really important. We've got natural leaders down in the defending end in Layla and Ebony, and we really need a kind of collective effort in the attack. And I think a lot's been spoken about our defenders, but I think it's a super strength of ours, defence throughout our squad. I think, you know, we're not going to shy away from that, and we're absolutely going to build upon our super strengths. But we needed kind of the whole unit in attack and all 7 players on our attacking play to step up. And the stats have shown that that's been the biggest impact really over these last few games. And it's a real collective performance now that we're very proud of.
Are you seeing similarities between that Team Bath squad that you were a part of and this season's squad?
Oh, I wish I could. if we were anywhere near that. I don't know. It feels like such a long time ago now. Andy, I'm very old. And
nonsense.
10 years having stopped playing.
But, come on.
No, I think Tamsin posted a picture on Facebook this week, quite timely, really, of the group of us, myself, Tamsin, Rach, Pam, Billy Bowers, quite a few of us, and it will always be one of the best kind of periods in my life playing with that group. And the Team Bath kind of generation that came through for that 4 or 5 year period, it was just such a journey. People don't realize that we weren't successful straight away. It took a good 4 or 5 years before we won anything, but the journey to getting there was absolutely fantastic. And I am absolutely, we try and build a squad here that's got characteristics year on year of what Team Bath rings true to and the culture that we're trying to create. So do I see elements of that? Absolutely. And that's quite deliberate on our part. You know, we try to recruit in a way that we're getting the right people as much as the talented players. Talent alone isn't going to be enough. So people that can contribute and leave the dress in a better place than when they put it on, really, is kind of what we try and live to. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, watching the TV version back and seeing how hard they tried to resist the comeback in that last quarter, I was massively proud. And I often find myself just being a bit of a fangirl on the sideline, if I'm honest, and then remember that I'm actually meant to be coaching, which is quite important, really.
How much are you enjoying the stuff you're doing for telly?
Oh, yeah, I love it, really. I mean, I think, apart from the fact I often get the wrapping up sign because I just talk too much, I think to be asked just to contribute and discuss netball, and it's not really work, is it? It's something that I'm massively passionate about, and if I can play a small part in making sure that we sell netball to the audience and that we kind of bring people in to watch the sport, then I'm very honoured to do that. I've been involved with the TV coverage since day one, and to be asked, you know, this year has been great. I've done a couple of matches and I love it. You know, A, it gives me a chance to do a bit of homework on the opposition. B, I get to talk about the sport that I love hugely. And yeah, I feel that we have a huge responsibility, all of us that get asked to help on the TV production, to make sure that we're really selling it as just top flight women's sport, which is what it deserves, really. So yeah, I really enjoy it. It's good fun.
Northumbria is away on Monday. New centre pass at 7, I'm just checking I've told you.
Yes.
Because even on these games, I mean, you won't be wanting to take anything for granted, will you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you only have to look at Celtic Dragons in Northumbria are more competitive this year than I think they've ever been. I think, you know, it must be a real psychological battle to compete so long against so many of the top teams and not quite get over the line. I was at the TV game when Celtic beat Sirens, and that wasn't long after we'd kind of fallen foul to Sirens. So to see it kind of live was incredible, and you kind of really appreciate, which we do anyway, but respect the efforts people are going to try and get over the line. And, you know, it's very similar when we played Celtic Dragons and got our first win off the back of those four losses. Did we underestimate them? Absolutely not. They were running teams to the second, third quarter. They'd done a great job against the likes of Loughborough Lightning. So yeah, Northumbria, especially away from home, is definitely not a game that we can afford to take our foot off the pedal at all. And we expect to find ourselves in a game for much of that 60 minutes. And the thing that we really need to do now is that should we find ourselves leading, we really want to be able to extend that lead and not allow teams to come back to us. So yeah, we'll be paying as much attention to that match as any other match, really. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves on the wrong side of the result.
And your final home match of the season at Sports Village could again be crucial. I mean, that's Sirens.
Yeah, we've got Sirens. Obviously, really disappointing loss away from home. I think it came, not disrespectfully, but a lot of people were discussing it with me as though it was a big shock. I guess in terms of going by history, I agree. But then actually, after our loss, they then went on to take the scalp of a couple of other top teams as well. So it's not now unusual, and they sit just below us. They obviously will be on the hunt to try and take points off us in order to try and close that gap on the fourth position. So similar to Monday night's match, really. I know Tamsin obviously mentioned that we needed it more, but you know, I'm sure she would have happily taken the win and confirmed their spot in the top four. So every match at the moment is presenting an opportunity that's significant to both teams involved, and our game against Sirens could equally be significant for them as it is for us. So we have to focus on Monday, make sure that we put our best foot forward against Northumbria, and if we can come away with another positive performance, then it's all set up really for a bit of a return game against them and putting right the wrongs of our away match earlier in the season, which was hugely disappointing and then obviously led into a bit of a losing streak for us. But yeah, we've got lots we can draw upon now. There's good momentum building, and that's all we can ask for, really.
It's worth getting hold of your tickets now then, really, for that one. £12 for adults and £8 concessions. And
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I think you can find out more at teambath.com and then just look for netball, they'll be in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Our fans have been absolutely fantastic this year. You know, we're averaging over 1,000 fans nearly every game. So for it to be our last home game in what could be a pivotal fixture, like you say, it would be great to have them behind us. The noise in here on Monday night was incredible. I don't think, for those of us that have been here a long time, I don't think we've ever heard anything like it. So it would be great to welcome our fans back and also a chance to really thank them for their support this year and hope we can go onwards and upwards in our remaining fixtures.
Bit of a funny one to end on, but have you got the hotel sorted out for Manchester just in case?
No comment. I'm not getting involved in logistics. I'm very much staying in the moment. Anna will kill me if I get caught up in any logistics. And I mean that seriously. Like at the minute, you know, we've got a session this evening. We're playing the England under-21s this evening in a practice match. And we really just can't afford it. If we have to sleep in a tent, then we'll sleep in a tent at the minute. We just need to get over the line 5 minutes by 5 minutes. And yeah, we'll find somewhere if we need somewhere, put it that way.
Great answer.